Yes, it's the Karen Conti Show. It's a little earlier than normal. My new slot is from 5 to 7, so set your alarm clocks for that time. Have dinner with me on Sunday nights. And we're going to be talking your legal questions at about 6 o'clock. So give me a call here, 981-7200, and you can ask me any legal question you might have or something maybe you saw in the news or a question about what's going on in the world, Supreme Court decisions, anything in your personal life. I'll be happy to weigh in and try to give you some sort of legal answer or direction. And if you don't reach me, I'm going to give out my number at the office in case you want to do that more privately. And I do return your calls and your emails, and I try to help you and give you some direction. The best way to do it is my email, which is WGN at askkarenconti.com, KarenConti. WGN at askkarenconti.com. And here's my number, 312-332-7800. But now, is there anything worse than going to your mailbox and seeing a letter with the letters IRS? If you do, and it's not good news, usually isn't, the best person in the city to handle it is my friend and radio host, Stephen Leahy. Through his business, Open Tax Resolution, he helps thousands of people with their tax problems, bankruptcies, foreclosures. He's the author of the book, Deal With Your IRS Problems, and is the host of a popular radio show himself, the IRS Radio Hour, heard in Chicago Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. on AM 560. But don't If it's a choice, you're going to listen to me anyway. Hi, Steve. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Karen.
It's hard to plug another show, right?
I agree. Yeah. I listen to you. You know, I'm a big fan of yours, so I always listen to your show too.
Well,
so, but as I'm on. You can get me on a podcast. We're on Spotify too. So,
well, that's the way I think everyone is kind of gravitating. So that's a good thing, right?
It is. But again, I'm a big fan of yours. You know, I love your show, too.
Because
I'm a legal junkie.
Yes. Yes, you are. And a legal scholar. Let's talk about bankruptcy, foreclosure, and IRS issues. And I want to give out numbers because every time you're on, Steve, we have calls. And I know people have questions because this is a time of change. This is a time of strange happenings in the world and in the law. And the law is a little bit like slow in getting there. But there are some questions that I'm sure people have. 312-981-7200. All right, let's start talking about taxes in general. Taxes were not due in April, federal taxes. Is that right? What are the rules about what people should know about when to file?
Well, that's right. And, you know, a lot of this since COVID, it's not only the IRS, but also mortgage companies, credit card companies, and other creditors have kind of taken a hiatus and given people some room because they know that there's going to be a problem. And so rather than compounding the problem, they've given people room. IRS, the same thing. They call it the People First Initiative, and it came out like March 25th, I believe, in 2020. And the IRS had agreed that, first off, to change the date of the due date for your tax returns from April 15th to July 15th. So that date's coming up, July 15th, where you're due. So not only did they make it that you could file your taxes on July 15th, but you didn't have to pay your taxes if you were going to have any taxes due until July 15th also. So, and there was other avenues. For instance, they stopped, if you were in a installment agreement with the IRS, they agreed that you could stop making payments for a couple of months. And so a lot of people did that. What people don't understand, though, if you had an installment agreement and then you stopped it, you're going to have to reestablish it with the IRS. Everything's very complicated with the IRS.
Yes. So what about state taxes here in Illinois? What are the rules there?
Well, the state tax is very similar in that they did they're following the federal lead, and that they went to April from April 15th to July 15th also to pay your state taxes. If you're in a state program, I have a lot of clients that are paying the state on a monthly basis. It's a little bit more complicated, but they also agreed to put a hiatus on your payments to the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Let's stick with some of the COVID stuff here because this is all new and you're on top of your game here. You can take out money from your 401k with less penalties than you have in the past. Can you explain to our listeners who have a 401k and they need some money, maybe they need to pay medical bills, maybe they need to pay their mortgage or their rent, what are the rules now about taking money out?
Well, the rule always had, there was a, you have to pay taxes on a 401k, for instance, because you don't pay taxes when the money goes in. So when you take it out, you're still going to have to pay taxes on that. But if you were under a certain age, you had to pay a 10% penalty. And now they've waived that 10% penalty. So if you're in your 40s and you're in your 50s and you need money to make ends meet, you can take that money out of your 401k without those penalties. And that's what really stopped people from taking the money out because of those heavy penalties. Because not only did you have to pay taxes, but then the 10% penalty just hit people really hard.
Does there have to be a good reason for you to take the money out, or can anybody take the money out?
You could take the money out. Now, almost everything is kind of presumed to be COVID-related. So if you bring, if you have a COVID-related issue, and almost everything can be COVID-related, you can cite that as the reason why you're taking the money out.
Steve, before we go on to some of these other issues, can you tell people a little bit about the services that you offer? Because this is not an infomercial at all. This is Steve Leahy is a person I've known for quite a while. I've referred a lot of clients. I don't do this kind of work myself, and people are very, very happy with your services, and I trust that you will do a very good job in either giving them some quick advice or representing them and trying to help them through their financial problems. Tell us a little bit about your services and what you do for people.
Well, as you know, Karen, when you're on the radio, people give me a call me all the time. So I give advice out all the time about what, you know, whenever anybody has a question about credit cards or mortgage companies or foreclosures. A lot of this comes together, especially when a crisis hits. It kind of reminds me of the 2008 crisis, because when people, especially people who are in business, so now your business goes down, you can't make your payments to your mortgage company, you have the IRS coming after you, all of these issues kind of come together at once. And those are the people that I try to help with my, business professionals who are facing more than one problem. And I try to solve all of their credit problems together. Because, again, it's all, you don't only face one problem, right? You're facing a whole host of problems.
Well, and it takes some planning. You've got to have a strategy, and you've got to have a game plan, and you've got to execute on it. And it's very difficult for people. And do you find that, and I hear this in some of my callers, that maybe they don't act quickly enough, so that maybe they have equity in their home, and maybe they could have gotten maybe they could have sold their home and gotten some money out and taken care of their bills, or maybe they could have refinanced or done a short sale or whatever it is, and they wait too long, and then by that time there's foreclosure proceedings and attorney's fees, and then they owe more money. Is there some idea that people wait a little too long to handle these things?
I think that's exactly right, that people wait too long. You know, first thing you have to do is first you have to protect what you have. So when you have equity in your home or you have a 401k, you need to take, because, for instance, 401ks are protected from your creditors. And sometimes people don't realize that. So they start taking money out of their 401k and paying bills that they could otherwise discharge in bankruptcy. Now, nobody wants to file bankruptcy. If that's what you want to do, I generally don't want you as a client, right? I want to help people who are having problems. But you have to understand the way the credit system works and what's protected assets and what's not protected assets. And you should use unprotected assets first before you start dipping into protected assets. You know, so first protect what you have, and then decide on what you need to do to go forward and pay what you need. Focus on what's important. So some people have more than one home, and they try to make a little bit of payments to more than one on more than one home. Focus on your main home and make sure you can keep your main home. If you're going to lose one, you're going to lose the vacation home. Don't lose them both.
Focus your assets.
Let's
go to a quick call, and John in Plainfield has a question. Hi, John. We're going to get to you really quickly here. What's your question for Steve?
Hey, Steve, my question is about the 10%. I have money that was pre-tax, but it's not in a 401k. It was taken out as part of the state retirement, teacher's retirement. So it's like part of the 2.2 upgrade. There's like a refund due to me. And do I have to pay the 10% on that?
I'm not sure. Steve? Oh, is Steve still here? Steve is. Let's get him back on. Can you hold John? Let's take a break here,
sure.
And when we get Steve back, he'll hopefully answer your question. Give us a call here. We're happy to take your question. Steve Leahy is here. He's with Open Tax Resolution, 312-981-7200. Happy June 28th to everyone, and you're listening to WGN. A lot of people these days have financial problems. And listen, just some advice from a lawyer. I don't handle tax problems. Steve Leahy is the guy to handle those problems, and we've got him here tonight. But don't wait. One of the things that makes you feel better about solving your problems is to start to solve your problem and to talk to somebody and come up with a plan and get the information that you need. Because you know what? It's usually not as bad as you think. And I'm going to get Steve back on the line. Steve Leahy, thanks for staying with me. Isn't it true that just if people have control over their problem, they have knowledge, they have a plan, they feel better, right? And then they can just execute on it and get through their problems. And that's
absolutely true. Absolutely true. I mean, you have to have an action plan, because otherwise you're just a victim, right? And you just stand there and you don't know what's going on. And again, a lot of this you don't understand because you don't know how the system works. And I do know how the system works. So when you come up with a plan, like pay this, don't pay that. Again, first thing, protect what you have. The second thing you want to do is focus your resources on what's important to you, so you keep what's the most important thing. The next thing you need to do is recruit assistance. So call your mortgage company, call the IRS, try to come up with some deals. Now again, I don't think you should call the IRS or by yourself, because they're very difficult to deal with. But sometimes it is. Sometimes if I don't owe that much, and they'll work with you, especially with this COVID, right? So that's the. And then the fourth thing you need to do is deal with it if there's going to go to foreclosure, or if the IRS is going to come after you, or they put liens against you. Now you have to deal with it in the legal sense. But these are the four steps you need to take. And as you mentioned, Karen, just getting involved and having a plan and talking to someone that knows how this all works. This stuff takes a lot longer than you think it does. So, for instance, I've had people who have missed a mortgage payment, and they're staring out the window all day wondering when they're going to be evicted. They don't understand it doesn't work that way. It can take a year or longer for the mortgage company to take possession of your home. So instead of sitting out and looking at your window and fearing, talk to somebody who knows the rules.
Well, and do it before it gets to be a real problem, because
exactly.
There are some things you can do that might save the equity in your home and keep you in the house, or you might have to sell it, and that's not the end of the world either. I think a lot
exactly.
of people don't like change. No one likes change. We all, right? We don't want to change anything, but I think what COVID has taught us is that we have to change, and sometimes more quickly than we could have ever imagined, right?
I have to agree with you, and like, I'm there with everybody else. Everything's changing around us.
Like Zoom, and, like I said, there's no way I'm doing Zoom. There's no way I'm going to be on my computer with someone's face. Well, of course, that's the way of the world. So let's go back to John. John had a question, and I knocked you off. So, Steve, John, could you give Steve that question again?
Hey, the question is about this 10%. It's not money in a 401k. It was taken out as part of the teacher's retirement system years ago, and it's basically a refund due. It was pre-tax, and is that going to be? I know you pay income tax on it, but are they going to exempt me from the 10% on that if I do? Take them up.
That has to do with your pension, though. That's really a pension issue and not really the IRS, right? Because some separate entity is holding that money. And so they may have a program involved. A lot of these entities do have programs now for people who are having financial issues to access that money without penalties. But that's really a private pension issue.
So you would suggest that John call.
I can either take the money or I can just roll it into something. But they say if I take the money, you're going to get the 10% ding.
I don't know if maybe I misunderstood your question, because it sounded like you were telling me about a pension. If it's the IRS, obviously you can roll it over into something else, into another account, and then you avoid that 10% penalty. But again, now with if it's anything to do with COVID, you're not going to pay that penalty anyway. So and again, almost everything's presumed to be COVID. So, you know, it really is. I mean, it's like, well, you know, I'm having some financial issues. Well, that's COVID, right? Because the economy has taken a hit, and so it's all COVID related. And so you wouldn't pay that 10% penalty on that.
Thanks for the call, John. Really appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit more about what happens. I was talking to a waitress friend of mine, and she told me that she hasn't filed taxes in 20 years. Tell me the problem with not filing taxes. And for those of you out there, we're not going to try to scare you, but that's not a good thing, is it, Steve?
No, and I do have a lot of my clients haven't filed in a long time. Now, first off, you missed the stimulus, because if you haven't filed, you're not going to get the stimulus money. And so I would say you need to go back now and file your tax returns so you can get that money that's out there, because they're still holding it. And if you can file this year by the 15th of July and still be in compliance and get that money. Generally, and here's the thing, when you talk about someone that hasn't filed in 20 years, and again, I get this a lot, they're so afraid because they're like, well, I can never go back for 20 years. The good news is that oftentimes you don't have to go back that far. The IRS has a rule to go back 6 years. So 6 years makes it more manageable. And people say, well, I can do that. I can go back 6 years. And a lot of times we can go back and get the information from the IRS. So even if you don't have the records, we can find the records and we can do your tax returns.
And if you don't file, what's the problem?
Well, what happens is the IRS can often file for you. This is called a substitute for return. And so you think, well, if I don't file that, I won't have to pay. No, what they'll do is they'll file this tax return for you. They'll use the information that they have, and they will exaggerate what you owe. Well, what if they don't have a lot of information? So, for instance, like a waitress might not have a lot of information out there for them to use. But remember, it's a crime. People go to jail can go to jail. Now, not everybody doesn't go to jail for not filing, and I don't mean to scare anybody, but it is a crime, and they do put people in jail for tax evasion, for not filing your tax return.
And so, and I think there are a lot of people that say, well, if I file them, then I'll have to pay. But again, the smart thing to do is just file, and if you can't pay, you can't pay. I mean, the smart thing to do is to file and pay, but if you can't pay, you're not violating the law in a criminal matter that can put you in jail. So,
well, I always tell people, focus on the future. If you can, so you pay your taxes going forward. If I can't pay my taxes behind me, there's programs for that. We can come up with a plan for that. But you can't come up with a plan unless you're in compliance. And compliance means I filed all my back tax returns, at least for the last 6 years, and then I'm going to file on time and pay on time going forward. So I'm going to pay my taxes from today going forward. All of that stuff behind me, I can fix all that. You don't have to fear that.
So, I know people ask me this all the time, you know, you're a lawyer. A lot of people think they can handle their problems alone. They might want to handle their divorce alone. They might want to go online and do a will without a lawyer. And to some extent, there are some things that you can do by yourself. But at what point do you have an accountant do your taxes? You know, if you're a person that has a simple lifestyle, I mean, you can file your own taxes, not file your own taxes. What are some of the ups and downs of hiring an accountant to do it, besides obviously paying them?
Well, you know, one of the changes of the tax law last year, the year before, I think, was that they increased the number of basic exemptions that they give you. Then the goal here was to stop people from itemizing, right? So they gave them all the money up front. So now you don't have to itemize. And if you don't have to itemize, you could do a simple 1040. I mean, that's a very simple return. You could do that yourself. There's a lot of free sites out there that you could do your tax return. If I make less than $60,000 a year, that you can do file your tax return for free online, and it's very easy to do. When you start taking exemptions, you run your own business, this is when you need to get an accountant. When you try to take deductions, because that's when it gets complicated. But again, when they changed the law a couple of years ago, they tried to make it easier, so most people don't have to pay someone to do their tax returns. Or if you do, it's minimal.
Let's. I've got just a minute here before we have to take a break. And Steve, can you stay on after 6 o'clock?
Sure. certainly.
Okay, good. Because I know that people are having questions, and we can take all kinds of questions at 6 o'clock, but we can include those that relate to taxes, foreclosure, and bankruptcy. How fast do interest and penalties multiply? And, you know, again, we're not trying to scare people, but when you don't pay your taxes, that's a problem, because it's not like not paying a credit card bill. There's definitely interest on that, and that can accumulate. But can you just basically describe to our listening audience, how can this just catapult into something unmanageable?
And that's really what puts it. It's the interest that really gets people, because you pay interest not only on the money that you owe, but on the penalties also. And the interest, and here's the thing that gets the IRS, why the interest, because it compounds every day. So not monthly, not, you know, every day it compounds. And so that's what makes that number grow so quickly.
We're talking to Steve Leahy. Steve is an attorney who has OPEM tax resolution. He helps thousands of people with their tax problems, bankruptcies, and foreclosures. And he's going to stick around after 6 o'clock. So give us a call here, 312-981-7200. This is WGN. We're back with the Karen Conti Show. We're here with Steve Leahy, who is a tax lawyer. And we're going to take a really quick question here from Christy in Palatine. Hi, Christy. Welcome back to the show.
Gosh, thank you for having me on.
Okay, tell me your question as quickly as you can.
My daughter is single parent with a daughter. She filed her taxes in end of January, earned income credit, gets money back, and she still has not received it from the Fed. What can we do about that?
Is that something common that's going on, Steve?
Very common, and it's not, you know, generally they have to pay you interest if they hold your money for more than 45 days from the due date. But remember now, the due date's not till July 15th now. So so I wouldn't expect anything until at least the 45 days before July 15th, after July 15th. So that's when it will come in, and they almost never go beyond that, those 45 dates. But again, now with COVID, who knows? I got to tell you myself, I haven't gotten my refund either, so.
Does that mean I'm paying for lunch tomorrow, Steve? Again? just quickly, I know a lot of people have kids who are maybe working, maybe not so much this summer, but have summer jobs. How much does a young person have to earn before he or she is going to have to file a tax return?
Well, it kind of depends on what kind of money you're making. I mean, I don't mean the amount, but, you know, if you're doing some side jobs, for instance, you'll have to file no matter what you make, because you have to report all your income. But otherwise, it's $11,000 or less. You don't generally have to file a tax return. But my advice to people is always file your tax return, because then you don't have to worry about whether you should have or shouldn't have. And then one of the things that happens is the statute of limitations starts kicking in, and you want to get beyond that. If you don't file, then it never starts, and they can always go back at you.
Very quickly, unemployment benefits. Are you taxed on unemployment benefits?
The answer is yes.
Okay, so and that it doesn't matter, COVID or non-COVID. These are all.
And one of these things with PPP program, and I've talked a lot about PPP programs around, is that if you're paying, if the PPP tax is going to be forgiven, you won't be able to deduct that from your own tax returns because you're not paying it.
Steve, can you? You're going to stay with us for a little bit, but yeah. Quickly give out your contact information. Steve Leahy, OPEM Tax Resolution. Where's the website, and what's the phone number?
It's ChicagoTaxTeam.com, and you can call me at 312-664-6649.
We're going to be taking your legal questions. We're going to continue on with Steve. So if you have bankruptcy and tax issues, or just general questions about divorce or anything else, give us a call here, 981-7200. This is WGN. Welcome back to the Karen Conti Show. It's a happy music. We're here with Steve Leahy. Steve Leahy is a tax lawyer. He helps you through your tax issues and problems. He can help you with bankruptcy issues and foreclosures, credit card problems. He owns OPEM Tax Resolution. Steve, welcome back to the show. Thank you for hanging on. I'm taking calls, 981-7200. Can you tell people how they can reach you if they have a tax problem for you? I let them talk. There you go.
Okay. You go to my website, which is ChicagoTaxTeam.com. Again, that's ChicagoTaxTeam.com. Or give me a call. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. 312-664-6649. And I can't tell you how many times I get questions, and it turns out you don't need me, but I have some answers for you. So call me if you have any questions.
You know, Steve, you and I have the same feeling about being a lawyer, which I am going to speak for you. But when you open yourself up as a lawyer to help people, and you really, I really mean that, and so do you. I know that because I send people your way, and sometimes you give them an answer. They're as happy as can be. You didn't make any money on it. You didn't. They didn't engage you, but you've given someone some help. And then, you know, it's good for you. It's good for your reputation. It's good for lawyers in general. And it all comes back. It's like legal karma, you know. You do good things for people, and you know, someone else has a problem down the line where you will get hired on it. That's the way it works. And it's a long, you know, it's a long career that we have. And I think that that's a very good way to do business. And I commend you for it.
And I, you, Karen, and I guess, you know, it's the same thing here, is because I have a lot of information. You don't have to pay me for all my information I have. And sometimes it makes sense to hire a lawyer, but sometimes you just need someone that has some answers that you don't have.
That's right. I just wanted to give you a quick, I was talking about change and how nobody likes change. And I had a nice emailer who said, the only ones who really like change are babies with soiled diapers. Thank you for that. You know who you are out there. Sharon from Addison, her phone was dying, but she wanted to ask you a question, Steve, and that is, what are the requirements to receive the stimulus check? Our income may have disqualified us. Can you just give us a little bit about Stimulus Check 101?
At couples, it's $150,000 or less, you know, then you get the stimulus check. I think it does, you don't get zero at 150, but it comes close to that, and it starts going down from there. So, and you have to file your tax return, right? If people haven't filed, they're not going to get the stimulus. And that's really the big one that I've, and it's not the 2019, but 2018, right? If you haven't filed your 2018 tax return, they don't know where to send it. Or if you filed your 2018 tax return and didn't include banking information, because so often now when you're getting a refund, you include that banking information on your tax return, so they know where to send the money. If they don't know, if they don't have that information, then they're going to send you a check, and that's going to take longer.
Steve, I don't know. I'm going to put you on the spot here, but do you have any words of advice for people with student loans? I know that's an ongoing problem. I mean, even just some general advice to people or people with children who are paying off student loans right now.
Well, student loans are a difficult avenue because, as you may know, that a lot of student loans are not going to be dischargeable in bankruptcy, and so you can't really get out from under them. There's lots of programs. It's a lot like student loans are a lot like taxes in the sense that much of the student loan industry is run by the federal government, and the federal government has programs for people. You don't know about them because they're not widely publicized, but they do have programs for people who have income issues or any kind of financial issues that you can work something out with them with. And so, but you got to get in contact with them. Now, the thing is that not all student loans are federal loans. Some of them are private loans, and there's different rules for them.
At what point does it make sense for somebody to file bankruptcy? I'm assuming that a lot of people in our listening audience maybe lost their jobs or not working and they're not paying their rent and they're not paying certain things and maybe they're living off their credit cards and they have a number of dollars of debt. Is there a rule of thumb, or is it really based upon the person individually? At what point do you really need to go bankrupt?
Well, there's a couple of different answers for that. One, I usually tell people, if you owe generally what you make in a year, if that's your debt, then you might be a good candidate. But it really comes down to, how does it make you feel, right? I mean, a lot of times people, one person, it wouldn't make sense for them to file bankruptcy, but another person, it might, because of the issues that they go through, the anxiety and all of that goes through with having debt. But usually, and this is kind of counter to many bankruptcy attorneys, I think, and I don't really consider myself a bankruptcy attorney, although I do bankruptcies, is that you usually have to wait longer than you think that you have to wait. Usually I tell people, wait, do it the last possible moment, because you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And if you file now and then you get sick, for instance, then that won't be dischargeable because you won't be able to discharge again for 8 years. So unless you always put it off as much as you can, as I was mentioning earlier, creditors, it takes much longer for creditors to come after you than you think it does. And so don't panic. And a lot of times you can get in touch with your creditors and work something out with them. It really does happen.
And because they don't want you to go bankrupt. You know, if you go bankrupt, they don't get anything.
They don't get anything.
And exactly. Have you had some good luck with some of the credit repair services? I have a list that someone gave me, and I send it out to listeners. And if anyone wants to send me an email, I'm happy to send you that. And some of my listeners have said they're really very helpful. WGN@askkarenconti.com. I can send you a list of some places that might be in your neighborhood. What do you think about those businesses?
You know, it might be just from where I sit, in that I only see the people it doesn't work for.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's why that kind of colors my opinion of the way of these credit counseling agencies. What they do is, right, you pay them, and a lot of people believe that they have some agreement with your creditors. They don't. They don't until you start paying them, and they take your money and they put it into an account separate, and then they try to build up enough money then to contact your creditors and make deals with them. But your creditors don't have to do it. There's no law that means that you have to do it. So if you're considering this, it might make sense, at least talk to someone about Chapter 13, because Chapter 13 is a lot like that. It's you're paying your creditors what you can. But the difference is, under Chapter 13, there's a law and there's a procedure that they must follow, where in these credit counseling, they don't have to do anything. They don't have to agree to anything.
That's really good advice, Steve. Thank you so much for joining me. Can you give out your information? This is Steve Leahy. His business is Open Tax Resolution. Give out your contact information.
Certainly. Again, you can visit my website at chicagotaxteam.com or give me a call, 312-664-6649.
He's a nice guy, too. He's fun to talk to. He's like sports, and he's got a nice family. He's good, all-around good guy.
Well, I try to be. I always love to talk to you.
Okay, well, come on again soon. You're listening to The Karen Conti Show on WGN.